Good afternoon, Prime Minister. I rather think we're overdue a conversation.
From Big Finish Productions, Sherlock Holmes Untold.
Now then, where to begin? Ah, here we are. The Adventure of the Remarkable Worm.
All might be connected, Mr. Pisano.
Oh, no. No, it can't be. No, he should be resting. He should be sleeping in the earth, not walking abroad like some revenant, some ghoul.
Oh, I know a lad, a very bonny little lad. He's a cap on his head, and in blue and black he's clad. Oh, what a bonny, bonny, cheerful little lad.
I'm quite certain there's no need for that.
Really, Holmes? You have never heard of the Music Hall Hearties?
Stevens! Visitor!
Ah, but the story is one we know well. An older man and a younger woman, interrupted by the arrival of some more suitable, some more attractive suitor.
Mycroft Holmes?
Dear me, Dr. Watson, you look more than usually bewildered.
Your message spoke of some urgency. Has this to do with Mrs. North and that weird publication?
It does.
I find I cannot live without knowing. I have a terrible suspicion that there are people in danger.
Describe it, Watson. Miss nothing.
If you wish. It is a simple pamphlet, yet it has a most unusual title. The Amateur Mendicant Society.
What are you up to, Doctor? What are you implying with these stories of yours, with these connections between them?
James! James, do not dare turn your back upon me!
Gabrielle, please, this is not how we do things in England.
And that, Mrs. Phillimore, was the last time that you saw your husband?
Wait! Madam, please, wait!
Now then, Mr. Godber, you mentioned something, did you not, about a barrel?
You are a vile little man. What villainy has led you to this point? What litany of poor decisions and moral weakness? In the Lord's name, who even are you?
Whatever is the matter, madam?
I've been sent to fetch some help, and here you are. Mr. Holmes, Dr. Watson.
Tell us, what's happened?
Oh, no. Oh, no. I can hardly say it, sirs. I can't say it out loud.
Take a moment, madam. Take deep breaths.
It's the body, sir. It's the body in the barrow.
For God's sake, the fellow's bleeding to death.
What is happening here?
Get me something to staunch the blood. You, Rosborough.
Yes?
Now, man, go!
Of course.
I don't suppose the poor man said anything of interest.
Tell your friend, Mr. Holmes.
Tell him what?
Tell him to watch for the lighthouse.
Much that flowed in and out of Whitehall came from him. They called him, I believe, the Cormorant.
Mr. Holmes, I demand an explanation.
Big Finish. For the love of stories.
What a terrible business. What do you make of it, Holmes? Holmes?